Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
51 right now, and we go to a high today of about 78. My guest is John Taylor. He's from Cambridge, Galva National Guard veteran. He's a concert promoter. I know the first time I talked to him, found out that he's a humanitarian, and that goes on. He's had a Grammy nominee play in his house.
A Grammy winner.
A Grammy winner, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He puts on Katazan concerts. That's House of John. The Katazan concert series happens at John's house on his front porch.
I've got a room that's dedicated to the music as well.
Have I seen the pillars of the front porch though, and bands right there, and then the audience out in the yard?
Yeah.
You gotta spread. Was that one of the things like, well, honey, we've got room, so we can at least we got that. That's a good start, right?
Well, yeah, and I built the porch specifically for doing these concerts.
Oh wow!
Nice. Yeah. I mean, there was just this old rotten wood porch that
You're
was
like
there before.
Kevin Costner in this instance. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I was just like, I want this massive porch, and I wanted, because I kind of had a vision of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want this. And that'll be the stage, and the bands will set up there. People will bring their lawn chairs and blankets and set up in the lawn and enjoy it.
And it works.
Yeah.
And do people pay? Is it cost to come to your concert?
Yeah, I mean, we collect donations.
Sure.
100% of the donations go to the artist.
Yeah.
Because
I know you're on the promoting side, because you have to talk to management, you have to find these artists. And you're talking genres of what? I know a blues artist came to your house. All over the board.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had.
I just play cello, and I want to play Katazan concerts. Can I do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we had this woman from somewhere in Europe. I can't remember exactly, amazing harp player.
Yeah.
That's just all she does. She plays harp, but it was just amazing. She came. We've had everything from folk acts to country, blues, rock, and everything in between.
Well, if you love music, you don't discriminate, right?
It's all good. It's all art, good. And it's all good.
A part of putting this on is a vision that you've had for a long time, and then also cultivating what you just said, a place for artists to come and be able to play, because that's what you love and that's what you enjoy.
Yeah, and not only that, but also just a place for people to come together in general.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that there's a tendency for people to, and it's real easy for people to just kind of stay at home, and stare at a screen, whether it's a TV or a computer or a tablet or phone or whatever, and not get out and know their neighbors and know the people in their community and make friends. And, and I think that that's really important.
Yeah. So it takes out the element. I mean, if you go to a show, you might be there with friends or family, but you're talking 30 to maybe 60 people at these shows. Everyone's kind of mingling.
Yeah.
The setting
is intimate.
Yeah, it's intimate. Yeah, yeah. You had a show last night.
Yeah.
Who was there last night? You had a fill in because Olivia Newton-John had to cancel, or?
Well, right. Olivia Newton-John. Yeah, Olivia Newton-John's tour mate.
It's not entirely a false statement, right?
Right. Well, yeah, because of Olivia Newton-John. Jackie Bristow, an artist from New Zealand, she had to cancel because she wasn't going to be in the area anymore. Yeah. And so anyway, we had a guy from Madison, Wisconsin, Kyle Sherman, who came and he played.
Yeah.
And we got another show Sunday night.
Sunday night. Now, do you plan to be out better weather tomorrow? So you plan to?
It depends on the weather. Yeah, I don't know. Probably not. Guessing, looking at the forecast right now, we'll probably be indoors. But, the space we have inside is great. I mean, it's probably the best sounding space in the area. I used to use it for recording, so it's all decked out with sound treatment and everything. And
here's the question: do we have you got Katazan concert series, which means a House of John, in case I said it before and you didn't know. At your house, you supply the chairs, you supply the microphones. Is it backline, or everybody brings their own instruments? Do you supply any of the instruments at the
It depends on the situation.
What they need,
yeah.
Do you mic the situation, and are we going to get a Katazan Concert Series live albums out of this? Because
I've done a couple live albums. Really? Yeah, and it's all on the artist whether they want to do it or not.
Sure. Sure. Are you rolling all the time anyway?
Always, yeah. I record everything, audio and video, and then I usually post a couple videos of each group online.
That's great.
Yeah.
A lot of work for you, because you're not just the guy who does that, the technical. You're also putting it on.
Right, yeah. I'm putting it on, and then I'm recording, and then I'm putting out the videos and everything. And, there's a lot that goes into it. The videos are real important, for the artists, just in promotion. Yeah. I know, like me personally, when I book someone, the first thing I look at is their live video.
Yeah, sure.
That's really telling.
No matter where they're playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, how they sound.
I mean, and the live, like I said, the live is much more important to me than hearing a studio album.
Sure.
Because you can't fake that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
That's a good litmus test for you. Yeah. So if I'm going to play at your house, you want to see something first?
I give people a chance usually. There's been some people that have had nothing. No recordings whatsoever, but yeah. It's like, okay, I'll give you a shot, like, right. Especially someone local. We normally, the way it works, I'd normally build the concerts around a touring act, and then...
So you have some local opening up?
Yeah, and then I usually have someone local that'll open up, and...
Tell us maybe some of the local artists around here that that maybe some people might know that have opened up for some of the artists at Katazan.
Sure, yeah, so... The Memphis Dives here from Galesburg.
Sure.
Yeah. Corey. Yeah, Corey's come out and done, he's done his solo act out there as well.
Corey Cal Weisenberger. You might also know him from Frank F. Sydney.
Frank F. Sydney, right? Yep, they're actually, Frank, they're going to do a show that I'm putting on in Bishop Hill here in June.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Trying to think of who else from the Galesburg area. Scott Eberhard. I don't know if you know him. Mm-mm. He kind of does blues, jazz.
You make sure when you route these other artists that are coming through the area, they come in, they play your house. They these artists are staying.
Yeah, we put them up for the night.
And wake up feed in the morning and eggs and bacon.
Coffee and the whole deal.
Great,
and
what is the artist's reaction? Because they get to play in a lot of venues, and some are unique as they go across the country. As you're a up and coming artist, what is the reaction to you as you're sitting there the next morning and they've played a show and they had these feelings of this great intimate situation they've went through?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, a lot of them have been. They've said, "Wow, this is the best experience I've ever had playing a concert."
Really?
And most of them are blown away with the setup that I have.
Yeah. That's what you're trying to create.
It is. And that's what I create every time. The only variable really is the audience. Is how many people can I get interested to come out and check it out?
That's the thing. If you're listening right now and thinking, well, I'm just gonna go to John's house and knock on the door and say, hey, is there a band tonight?
I've had people do that.
who gets invited? How do you do it? I guess. You're not really growing a business, but you're growing a passion here.
Yeah.
So, who gets invited to these shows?
Well, I've got an email list.
Okay.
And that's usually the way that I get the word out.
Yeah.
I do have a Facebook page that has a listing of all the events as well.
Yeah. Just John Taylor on Facebook.
Well, you can find me on Facebook or
Katazan.
There's a Katazan House Concert page.
Sure. Yep.
And so you can check it out on there, but otherwise, I just run an email list. If someone wants to contact me, they can send me an email.
I was going to say, because if our friend Dan playing there, and we have him come. Dan, what's Dan's last name, and why is it escaping me right now?
Roberts.
Roberts, if he's playing, but I haven't been invited, but I know Dan's playing there, I want to get an invite to this show. What do I do?
Sure. You can contact me, send me an email, john.r.taylor@gmail.com.
I love Dan. I want to come.
Yeah.
Well, great. Okay. And then word of mouth has spread about this.
Yeah.
So are you getting contacts from all over, and have you been surprised by some of the artists that are contacting you?
Yeah, absolutely. It blows me away. And a lot of times what will happen is, I'll work with someone and then something else down the line will happen, because the artist that comes will have a good experience. They'll tell their management, and then that kind of opens up other doors, because then the management, they probably manage, another dozen acts maybe.
Sure.
So then that opens up all of those other acts, And then so it's like you kind of just keep like expanding, and it's a really cool thing. Yeah, I mean, I've just been shocked by the talent that we've had coming through. I mean, we had like I said, we had a Grammy winner. We've had people who've played, you know, late night TV. We've had
the Grammy winner was he a blues guitarist or a vocalist or what?
Blues artist.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
That just kind of fell in your lap during a busy schedule, but you made it happen.
You know, you have to. I mean, we had another group that just they won a Juno for the best instrumental album of the year.
Canadian award, right?
Yeah, Canadian.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Fretless, that group. They played. We had a finalist on The Voice, the TV show The Voice.
Would you live out in the middle of nowhere in Cambridge?
Yeah, I live in the middle of nowhere.
What is the road? I don't want your address, but what is your road there?
South Road.
South Road. Okay. So
we're right by the elementary school, yeah.
Do you hope to be one day someone says there's a road, it's called South Road in Cambridge, Illinois. This is a place you gotta play. If you never play another place, if you're in Illinois.
Sure, sure.
West Central Illinois, you gotta play at Cotizon House. The House of John, you gotta play there.
I think
someday that people were saying that?
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, my goals with this, I like I said, I want to just get more people interested in live music, live entertainment.
Yeah.
And I think that down the line, you know, eventually I'll probably branch out and I'll probably outgrow my house.
Yes. I was wondering.
But but with that being said, I don't think I'll ever stop doing concerts at my house altogether.
Sure.
I'll probably just, you know, I'll probably really be a little bit more choosy about what I'm doing. And at some point, you know, because eventually I'm going to have too many people, I'm assuming, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Well, the scene in Field of Dreams where he looks out and all the cars are lined up.
Right.
It's going to happen and your wife's going to go, now what are we going to do, John?
Right. So eventually I'll probably will outgrow this. I'm hoping. But, you know, yeah, that would be really cool if at some point, you know, it's like, wow, you know, the artists are like, you have to play this place. And it's a spot to play. And,
sure.
Yeah.
In Cambridge, Illinois?
In Cambridge, Illinois, out in the middle of nowhere, yeah.
That's John Taylor. More with him in a bit. Coming up next, going to tell you about how he has a full-time job and concerts in his house. And he and his wife are this humanitarian effort that's ongoing in their life. We'll talk more about that next as we wrap up. Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.